Can't see James.
I'm just going to start recording and see what happens. The first 30 seconds are really important.
Right.
Like, they matter more than anything else.
Okay.
So this is our intro.
No!
Oh, God.
Start. Listen. We can tell right. Whatever we want.
This is, you realise this 10 minutes is going to consist of... Let's start over. Let's start over again. That's going to be it.
1, 2, 3.
Stop bringing.
Again.
I was doing an offbeat.
Okay, again. No, again. Everybody in the same time, but we need to join in. So where did me, then him, then him? 1, 2, 3.
You can't do it without talking.
You both, what is on
water and the other time?
No,
I was on an offbeat. Yeah, dun dun dun.
Don't be on an offbeat, that's fine.
Alright, I think we should.
Because it fucks
okay.
You both up.
1, 2, 3, and we present ourselves without the intro.
Oh, no. 1, 2, 3, welcome to Flat Chat. What did we decide to call it in Flat Chat?
It's not a good name.
Flat Chat or the Flat Chats? I can't remember. What
Flat
was
Chat.
It? Flat Chat.
We are very
like Facebook.
We're doing
really
a podcast, and James has chosen to be the completely quiet character.
Yeah, well, they most
appears.
Some of the most things it has a quiet character.
So one of,
and then he has like an alter ego who's cool, James. He suddenly goes, "Yeah."
I was
down at the bus station, and I saw this lady friend.
Yeah, but James is like non-existent if it's audio. But...
James is the lady friend.
So we'll come around to James. He can be the thing. So I'm Wesley. What's like vital statistics you should be telling people?
Wesley,
short, I'm nice.
Nice hair.
19 years old. My hair is fluffy.
Oh, I like it. I like everything about
Brian
that.
Brian's now giving me a strange look. I think that's about all we need to know. Oh, I do astrophysics.
I'm Claudio, I'm Italian. I'm mostly inappropriate.
Mostly inappropriate. Excellent.
I think that sums it up.
Yeah, that's, we can leave it there. Brian is still looking concerned. It's now Brian's turn.
I feel very, very uncomfortable doing this. So let's jump on to James now.
Do you not get into
yourself
at all?
That was enough.
Do you want us to do it?
No.
Yes, let's do that.
Brian has a glorious beard.
Yeah.
It's coming off tomorrow.
We're going to have to think...
They don't need to know that. They don't need to hear.
They wonder. They keep the lines forever.
We discovered they can type in Russian and Chinese, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
I love it. Then we have the quiet guy.
I'm James. I'm shaved head.
If we're going to start describing hair, we might as well just do the rest of the body.
Oh, you want to show your body? Okay.
And I hate the world.
Huh?
And I hate the world.
He hates the world. How do they know we're completely naked right now?
That's
what do you mean
sound?
We could be?
Think about
all
that.
All he's wearing is a beard. Right. With those descriptions, I think people can get great joy from that.
Beard and American
and then,
a joy for life.
Then you can, they can think how we are physically by our voice.
I thought we're recording this, aren't we?
Huh?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're actually recording this. Well, I think Claudio, by your voice, just do a little snippet.
Hello, how are
you? Yeah, I think we all know Claudio.
Hi.
You know, James, he's got
yes.
He's got the sort of austere, sort of
yeah, but very
commanding
tone. Like, low level voice.
Maybe
like, I don't
you should be in charge, actually. You should
say.
Be like the administrator of the thing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And Brian, husky.
The husky. Quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
See, a true linguist.
Good. I had no idea what
right.
He said. something. Sorry.
We're all coughing
and
as well,
yeah,
because we all live in London and go to uni, so statistically we're pretty much dying.
They're meant to be like sexy, not mildly diseased. Right. A normal podcast is football covers like talking points and
yeah.
Stuff like that. I can't remember what they were.
You have a very low voice now. This is not your normal voice.
Wasn't it Gloria Hannaford?
Gloria, what?
Don't even know who she is. It's just one of those names.
What?
No.
Alright, I need you guys. It's called vamping. So I'm going to be looking up a topic of conversation. For
right.
James and Brian, I need you to vamp. Whilst I'm completely silent.
What's vamping?
Yeah, you just have to
ranting?
Talk about something.
Oh,
you're on
basically
the spot.
Ranting, but in a good way.
It's a podcasting, in radio, and then.
This podcasting is really gay, isn't it, James?
I like it.
Of all the words describe a podcast, James.
We're going to have a
you look fantastic with the light shining
yeah.
In your face.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great for them. That's just...
Yeah, we are naked. Well, maybe and no lights. And just...
And we're on leather couches as well.
Oh, here we go.
Where's the leather couches?
Yes.
Oh, Wesley,
you so much skin to stick onto all right. the couches.
Claudia, you can play along with this as well. This is going to be our first thing. God.
Oh, this is so random.
Just for the record, I'm sitting on a fun wheelie chair, whilst these guys are in normal stationary stairs.
We're naked on the couch.
As you're reclining, Claudio is sort of looking.
Ikea.
And James, of course, has his leg one over the other.
What about Ikea? Do I have to mount myself?
Hmm?
I have to mount myself.
Mount yourself?
Round yourself?
Mount
yourself? What? Mount? IKEA, don't they give all the things...
Oh, you have to assemble it yourself.
Yes,
you don't mount it yourself,
No, I want to say...
I produced a baby table myself. By mounting it.
To assemble myself.
Okay.
Because I'm IKEA, so I need to assemble my own thoughts. Never mind.
Oh, I see, okay. You thoughts, you just kind of left the last word in this whole...
All right.
Yes.
All three of you can play this.
About IKEA.
This game is called IKEA Furniture or Death Metal Band. James and Brian are both big metal
bands.
Didn't
you put a moratorium on like any metal discussion? And unless it's
This is just I want obviously this will work out, so I just want quick, simple answers. Is ABSU ABSU a death metal band or IKEA furniture?
Death metal
IKEA.
Band.
Death metal.
Oh, IKEA. The people that actually know are saying death metal. I'm thinking death metal. Correct.
Oh.
I will definitely put that image up with the podcast because one of them appears to be possessed.
Oh, I want to be right.
For those listening, I'm now just staring at the pictures. Right, craft.
IKEA.
IKEA furniture for metal fans.
Like the cheese.
CRAFT.
Like the cheese, yeah. IKEA.
There probably is a band anywhere. I don't know.
So we're all saying IKEA. Wrong, it's a metal band, a Swedish black metal band whose lyrics focus on destruction, hatred, nihilism, chaos, death, and...
Misanthropy.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
It's James, pretty much.
Oh, this is getting... Vitsuo, V-I-T-T-S-J-O, and then with the O with the two little dots over it, which Brian...
Vitsuo. That sounds like a place name, so I'd say do IKEA name things after places?
I've never been to IKEA.
Good.
You didn't have to go to Sweden, they do actually have them in other countries.
Okay, I'm going IKEA with this one.
IKEA.
We're all going IKEA. Right!
Oh, it means white sea.
A shelving unit system. I will now show the picture around.
What?
I should have been doing this death metal bands just for comparison.
So it's basically a shelf.
Yeah.
Is that disappointing?
Yeah. The name something like something grand, like, I don't know.
Just
Welcome to IKEA.
You're doing really well. This is really boring. I'm not getting any failure and misery from you.
Sorry.
Which is what people, you know.
They look for misery.
Did I say failure and misery?
Focus on Claudio then, because he's not got any wrong. Right.
Thank you.
Oh, we just all. This was just for you, Claudio.
No, I got things right when I just follow what they say.
This is Akerkokre.
Death metal band.
The people that know are saying death metal band? It is a death metal band.
Akerkokre.
English progressive band, satanic and sexual lyrics. I'll just repeat that because I know you know one to Google it. Akerkokre.
It sounds good.
It's Kluvo. K-L-U-B-B-O. Kluvo.
IKEA.
We're all saying IKEA? Right, it's just a table. Oh, stain-resistant, easy-to-clean table, sorry.
We could do with a Kaluba, then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
We could use it.
We can use for so
many... Easy-to-clean, hard-to-stain flat.
We can use that for so many things. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking of. He wants something soft. Bastig. B-A-S-T-I-G. Bastig.
IKEA.
IKEA, like the French building in the French Revolution.
Right, it's a kitchen drawer handle that's nickel plated.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
We're all trying to sound interested for
this thing. Sounds like you are a little.
In that case, this could be the last one because there's an inside joke here that no one will get yet. Boho Lemon. As B O H O Lemon.
How do you spell lemon?
L E U M?
L M E N.
L-M...
Ian.
Boholmen.
Boholmen.
Oh, Buholmen.
Buholmen.
That's a settlement hill. So, I place name, so IKEA.
IKEA from Brian.
Okay, IKEA.
So, we established an IKEA place.
It's a stainless steel kitchen sink complete with trainer.
So the
not
name...
to be mistaken for the stainless steel kitchen sink, which is a Bohoslavic.
So the name kitchens...
You won't know what that means.
The name kitchens are for heels. Good to know.
All right, fine. This one's the last one, then. I want complete failure from everyone. Einherjer. Ein...
spell it.
Ein.
Ein.
E-I-N-H-E-R-J-E-R. Einherjer.
Right, well, that would be... death metal band. That's not a Swedish name.
Death metal band?
No, he doesn't know European languages. Yes. Viking metal band.
I'm
cheating using your knowledge and facts.
I'm just Scandinavian studies and I interested in metal, so you know.
Yeah, you
well, that was one talking point. Fine, what were the other talking points we had lined up? Scully Hansen is not a talking point.
Oh, that's what I meant by Gloria Hannaford. I don't even know if
she is. It's her less successful cousin, the one they keep locked up in the attic. I want them in the film.
Why is Gloria Hannaford?
This is the third time you're locking somebody up.
Huh?
This is the third time
I only was in because we had that room in the flat where you could lock someone up. It was the only reason I mentioned you could lock someone up. Because it would be so easy to do.
Which
no one would
the
hear
one
the
you
screams.
Can lock someone up in?
Claudia's room, obviously.
Or the,
okay.
Or the cupboard.
Yeah. Oh, the cupboard actually would be excellent.
Alright.
We have the FBI.
A bit full at the moment,
well, we have a cupboard.
Yeah, all the other bodies.
We have a cupboard full of bags, cleaning gear, paint, and boxing gloves. And...
but no valuables. There are no valuables at all in that.
No.
And don't come here because you might end up chopped up inside a.
You might fall in one of my chainsaws.
Yes. There's chainsaws. Oh, they're just littered everywhere. It's just a tripping house.
Or axe.
Just
yeah.
Never go in my room.
Alright, what do you want us to talk about, Scarlett Johansson? She's a good actress. Highly attractive.
I think
I don't
he might act. Disagree.
Apart from Lost in Translation, what other good films has she been
Translation.
What other good films has she been in? And The Avengers. In which case she...
What other good film?
Iron Man, that doesn't mean he counts. Iron Man 2, doesn't mean
Iron Man, well, no, it's not a good film.
No.
She, you can have bad good actors in bad films, right?
I don't think
so.
She's been in Snow White.
Not a good film, but
yeah,
no.
I don't think she'll be anyway.
She wasn't in Snow White.
She was? I just said a random film.
She wasn't.
Aww.
It's been so long. I wrote down the talking points somewhere. But all I've got now are shopping lists.
What about shopping lists?
Motherboards?
No.
Oh, well, that was one.
Motherboards, yes. All right. Have we all got access to the internet on some device forever, except for James?
I have access to it.
Well... could you please get out your internet-related device?
Okay.
Make lots of movement noises just to make it high ground entertainment. I now want you to find the motherboard that James finds the sexiest.
Oh.
The most exciting motherboard.
I'm just going to go for a random motherboard ranking.
Whoa, there's tits. Oh, wait, no, that's bored mothers. Sorry. In your area.
Okay.
There's so many in your local area as well.
A core dual processor as well. Dual core processor.
Okay.
Motherboard wallpaper. What the hell? You could have Scarlett Johansson up there.
Right. Well, these all look pretty shit, to be honest.
Oh, I've got one here.
They're very colourful. There's one that's like nice, like blues. But by what means do you think it's beautiful? Technologically or like just by looking at it? Or
I'm gonna test. I've got a picture here. It's made by Asus because it says the word Asus on it.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
Ugly as hell.
Damn it. What's wrong with it?
Some good tech on it, but not. It's still ugly.
It's ugly, okay.
Are you guys just Google searching motherboard?
Yeah.
Again, I'm looking at board mothers. Thank
there's,
you for that.
There was a lot of technology on that one.
Whoa.
Has to look good.
Oh, wow.
Features.
It's a city. They've made a city out of motherboards.
What? Brian's cheating.
Google.
Wait, who am I screaming to? Brian's
what?
Cheating. Brian's cheating. I say you're cheating, Brian.
Google board? Google motherboard city. This is pretty awesome. They've made like a model city out of motherboards.
Interesting.
Lots of movement noises. That is pretty, yeah, that's James' opinion.
Man.
Have a look, Claudia.
Looks cool. I like it. What about...
I'll get my picture of my head motherboard out while you...
What about this one?
I didn't see that. That was gone
he
like a ghost.
He dropped his...
that one.
Yes.
Oh, is that... Is that oh, man.
That is...
That's got yellow stripes
on
it.
That's my favourite.
Whoa, that is sexy.
Oh!
Is that the Empower Mac? The Empower.
Let me just make this clear. We are nerds.
M-S-I...
Empower Mac.
If I find most expensive motherboard, I get that one. Damn it.
I just searched for, like, best motherboards.
Yeah.
I should have done that. See, Google is your friend, James.
In second place, I would have probably put...
Gigabyte GA.
What about this?
No,
that one.
Oh, the green's ugly.
Which one?
And the bright yellow is absolutely fine.
Which one would be your second place?
Hang on, let me get out.
Oh, wait. Oh, I might have something for you here, James. I may be out of... Oh, God.
Any asses?
Any asses?
James?
What about
that?
Oh, Asos.
What's wrong with that?
Asos. So you said any asses. I was like, I can't see any here.
Any asses? Wait, do you want any anises?
Any? I've got one. That's a
good okay, this is...
Good.
Well, just... That's
a lot of good stuff on it, but no.
Okay, do you realise the stuff we're doing is pretty much image related?
They're very nice.
Their imaginations are conjuring up such wonderful motherboards. That's why we talked about Scarlett Johansson just before.
Oh, I see.
This is, I'd say, second.
By the way, just clarify.
Which comes up most of it.
That's pretty, that looks like the walls from his.
Which one is the second one?
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. I like it.
My chair is
not much of a motherboard, though.
It's completely covered in thermal armor.
Well, that's why it's pretty.
I'm sorry, they call it
thermal
armor.
Yes.
Well, that's like the men's face care stuff. It's like it protects your skin, strengthens skin.
But only needs protection from is heat.
This is fun.
True words there spoken of heat.
Just to clarify.
Global warming is an issue that affects us all.
Just to clarify, we are four teenagers talking at 1:30 at night.
Brian.
I'm not a teenager.
Yeah. Brian is the elder statesman. He is in charge in many ways.
Yeah. Oh, even sexually?
Especially sexually.
Yeah.
Thank
I'd
you.
Thought if,
I like that.
If things were to happen, Brian would definitely be in charge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Though you are stroking his hair at this moment.
I'll stop. Okay. Anyway.
Anywho.
Anyhow, changing topic of conversation.
Yeah, it is late. We've all been asleep. We've all been asleep for a while.
Oh, and you've
all been awake for...
You've been awake for more than 24 hours now.
I'm closing in on it.
I've
been awake for 22. I got up at 3:30.
Nice.
Yes.
So if anyone has stayed up for longer, then...
Well, no, what we need is for people to email in. That is the gold mine.
Give them
your email.
Whenever anyone's stroked anyone or we've stopped talking about Scott, there's been dead air. There's been a moment of silence. But if you've got emails, they go, right, next email. And it's always something ridiculous from a poor member of the public.
Okay, leave comments.
Leave comments where? On
below. In the doobly doo.
Below where? Do we not even know where below is yet?
Well, there is no below.
Put it on YouTube. In fact, there's no email yet, so don't do it.
Put it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, well, no, there is an email.
The email is flatchat.
No, don't give out a personal email.
Flatchat@gmail.com.
Or it's not me.
Flatchat@gmail.com.
No.
I'm sure it doesn't exist.
No, we'd already picked one.
I'll tell you what, I'll put it on the things. Doobly
doo.
It'll be on the description thing.
Email will be on the doobly doo.
Stop. No, you
doobly
can't.
Doobly
doo. That's John Green. And
no, it's not John Green. Actually, the guy that invented it is...
Can you talk about John Green?
We love
him. He said he mentioned it. He's not... That's the first time he's mentioned
it. The internet loves John Green. If you want to...
I hate him.
What?
No!
That's correct. It's 1:30. There are small children sleeping next to him. I'm stroking the
wall.
Don't
fucking sleep.
Why
don't
care. There's small children next to him, so I'm stroking the wall.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
Oh, why
don't you like John Green?
Why should I like him?
He's
optimistic and humanitarian.
Yeah.
And
he's clearly
and
quite intelligent. He's probably a good author. I need to get more into reading some of his books.
He's quite.
You know. He's
anyhow.
John Green.
I don't like him, so I hate him.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so just James.
Is that what we should do
wall.
For the next half? I'll just go through lists of people as do you hate them. Winston Churchill, how do you feel about him?
Don't be mad if
Why
James
oh, okay.
hates John Green because he hates everybody in the world.
Yeah.
Except including you, listener.
Including you. Even if he doesn't know you.
Including you, Jeremy. Or the Jeremy sister.
Oh, was that a joke from Night Vale?
From what?
Night Vale. It's a podcast.
Night Vale.
We don't like you, James.
Yes.
We don't like what you do.
It's a classic.
If there's a Zebediah
in the audience,
then you have a namesake. Well, not a namesake. I don't know. You, where's
somebody
has
with
Zebediah
the same name?
In his name?
He came up on some
Zebediah.
Paper once. It's not a proper name. I just sort
it
of
is.
Kept it.
It is.
Came up
on
once.
What piece of paper? Okay.
It just appeared.
Then
and
it's
I was
official.
Like, yes, I'm keeping this. This is now my name. I'm telling people this is my name.
Genuinely disappointed.
So,
it's not
created your name.
Apparently so.
That's nice.
I told you it just came up as paperwork once. This means nothing to us. I'll cut all this out.
You've lied to us all.
You've lied to us!
I've made it my own.
Yeah, it's not on your birth certificate.
No, you wouldn't have thought so, no. Unless it's a secret, my secret uncle Zebediah. I'm not allowed to hear about. And can't be associated with.
Why?
It's in prison for crime against humanity.
Yeah.
it's Slobodan Milosevic's nickname.
Yes. his nickname was Hitler.
I could have stolen a crazy uncle story then, but there would just been more lies. The deceit would have gone even further.
Well, anyway, Doobly-Doo was not invented by John Green. But Weezy Wader.
Zeremiah.
Weezy Wader.
To be honest, if I could, I'd just call myself Flynn.
Flynn?
Yeah, I'd just be done with it. Cool. All of my other names would just be Flynn. You must have your alternate name. Like Knight King. The Wezenator, in my case.
what do you Wezenate then?
Huh?
It sounds like Jonathan Ross saying resonate.
You Wezenate your ween.
Oh, that would sound really good.
Anyway. No.
Unless you can set fire to his mouth.
Set fire to it.
Yeah,
we probably should, but no.
Oh, we've got James onto another topic.
Right, operating systems.
Oh, here we go. Wait, hold on. Also, the sound of.
Come on. That is a crime against humanity.
What?
That's horrible.
I think people actually say it helps the cracking now. It's actually beneficial.
Yeah, it's still horrible to hear for some people like me.
Ow! Ow!
I hit Claudio on his hand with my kind of this there on my. Stop it!
Violence, yes, yes.
Ow!
Excellent, my friend.
Oh, that didn't bother you that much.
Yeah, that's made James happy again.
I don't want you to do it again.
I'm
crying. Let me just say, I'm very sorry for doing it in the first place.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
it bothers you that much.
It bothers the hell out. I hate it. I really do.
It hurt me.
The ironic thing is I hate it because it sounds like it's hurting the other person.
Oh, okay.
I used to be able to
do it. Don't do it.
I need to do my back since then.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
it's harmless.
It's not harmless.
It's not homeless, no. Oh, homeless people, they're endless.
Homeless is not having your legs cut out.
What?
Yes, I agree. Homeless is not having your legs cut out.
Then you're whole.
Were you actually serious when you said you saw a homeless guy down in our rush by the bins when you went down there?
Yes.
It's sort of enclosed.
Yeah. I nearly tripped up. Probably, if I didn't notice him, I'd probably tripped over him on the way out.
I just noticed him as far as I walked in, but I thought it was a bag full of a body. I might have watched too much Dexter.
He just
Dexter.
Sort of walked by. Oh, let's just talk about Dexter. Stop watching on Series 5. Got rubbish. All right, kids.
I have not seen this episode.
Yeah. I've
seen all the way up to
Except
season
for...
2, I think. I'm on season 2.
Did we actually explain we're English at any stage? To these lovely
We're English.
British.
I'm
British.
Not.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Italian.
Well, we need that key demographic, to be honest.
Oh, thank you. So you,
That's
you don't tell
Also, to be honest, your accent is fantastic.
Thank you.
They don't know how rough you look in real life. They're just going to think,
It
doesn't look. We don't look rough.
Well,
you look quite nice.
quite nice.
I'm confused. So basically, he's saying that I will look good for my accent.
I'm saying.
So it's complimenting
right
my
now.
Accent.
They are picturing a beautiful human being, a beautiful man.
Okay, so you're both doing a compliment and insult at the same time. Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, that's, yeah.
And thank you, you, for doing this compliment.
That's all right. I tend to avoid the offence out, if at all possible.
To be honest, I might, I can't remember, I was, you know, I was planning on going for, like, the cocky shit kind of persona
the
for the podcast. Cocky shit. Obviously, that yeah, has a different, that can have a different, because a cocky...
I'm thinking about
separate.
Something else now.
Yes.
Yes, me as well. I'm just thinking about the cocky,
I saw,
cocky part.
Well,
even,
I'm thinking of the cocky and the shit.
Something for conversation. Oh, no. This, not you. Somebody else did this. Yesterday, yesterday, talked about the weirdest thing ever, which is called space docking, which is apparently...
Space docking. Space dogging or docking? Because both sound highly excessive.
Space dogging.
Space docking is something incredibly disturbing. I'm going to tell you now. Oh, you're not going to sleep tonight. It's basically shitting into a condom, freezing it, and then using it as a dildo.
We're
in the dark here. I still saw James's expression sour.
Think about this. Think about the thing going from freeze to a little bit squashy.
Hang on, it melts in
bit.
There.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Think about that.
God.
And think about the first person who did this. The person that came out with this idea, how sick it was.
Why does this remind me of Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, don't eat chocolate ever again.
Loop a doobly doo. Right. Doobly doo.
After this lovely piece of, I don't know what, of shitting. Of shitting. Okay, I'll just shut up.
Yeah, Claudio. Claudio has quiet time for 5 minutes. There was James is taking a quick drink. I think we should make James talk for at least 30 seconds in a row.
All right, go.
Quick, Israel. US.
Oh, what's that ball over there? What's that wall over there, James? Oh, door. What's that debt ceiling?
We tried to pick, you know, non-controversial, you know...
Nah, never gonna work. By the way, we are two physicists.
What are you doing?
I didn't need them to hear that.
Where did he just touch his balls?
I'm sitting on a wheelie chair and everything's sort of being slowly pulled downwards as I wiggle around.
Okay.
Not everything, but, you know.
Hopefully not.
My doobly-doo. Right.
Oh.
So what's a non-controversial issue we can get James to talk about?
Marshmallows. What kind of studies are you doing?
No, they'll find out. They already said
something.
You already
said something.
All right, here's the fact. Three of us are doing astrophysicists. Brian here is doing Northern European languages.
Northern European languages.
Oh, he's coming over to hit me. Sorry, Brian.
Scandinavian,
sorry. They're basically the same thing. Northern Europe.
Shut up! Don't say anything more!
In Chinese, it is the same thing. But
Northern Europe and Iceland. How about that?
Whatever, I don't even care anymore. You stamped on my heart, Wesley.
I'm surprised.
More than me doing that.
No, that would be... What's more than... What's that?
I didn't want to do it for real, because then you're going to kill me.
What is that, fondling my breast or something?
No.
I do not have, like... I'm a B-cup, okay?
No, just... Look.
Oh, right.
Don't worry.
It looked like strangling a chicken when he was going...
Are you touching your breast?
Well, no, because it's not really cold in here, but they're really sort of alert. Like, you know, standing to attention.
Your what?
You know, my little...
Wesley's nipples are erect.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I have no idea why.
My nipples are really, really soft. Like, they're crazy soft. They never get erect.
I'm not
going
to touch any of your nipples.
we're not touching
to.
Each other's nipples.
No, they're on.
But...
Oh, I cannot feel them.
Oh, you're wearing like a proper shirt.
No,
you can get some excellent friction going.
I remember when I was younger, I used to get too drunk, and I'd still be like sober enough to talk to people, but I'd just like stand there and just go like that and just like twiddle my nipple, and I was just too drunk to know what I'm doing. In social situations as well. I'm glad I got out of that.
As long as you don't lick your finger first, then you...
Like you know it today.
Huh? That was...
Oh, that was fun. That was yesterday.
Is that yesterday? I'm losing track, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, I think 1:30 in the morning.
We were trying to find a conversation
right.
topic.
James, talk for 30 seconds about nipples, then, if you don't like Israel.
I
mean, if you don't like talking about Israel.
That was the worst thing. I'm pretending to hold a fake microphone on a podcast for James.
I'm talking about nipples.
Oh, sorry. You have no interest in nipples. What about Scarlett Johansson?
Aren't that impressive.
Aren't that impressive? You heard it here first.
James is a man of a few words.
And a lot of fat.
A lot of fat.
I thought he said fat.
James is the skinniest guy in here, by the way.
Yes.
So, no.
Well, not...
Hold on. I'm willing to...
What's your waist?
Huh?
What's your waist?
What's my waist? It's like this bit around the middle, but that's not very important.
Well,
right.
If you... Does it mean measuring by waist size or weight? Because imagine...
Waist size.
No, weight. You might mean by weight.
Wait, I weigh like 9 stone.
Yes,
I
think so. I'm
shorter.
Taller than him.
Yeah, he's taller than I am.
Then you stone.
Then you use weight.
What?
Waist. Waist.
I mean, that's why I'm saying weight, because then he might win.
BMI.
I'm technically underweight.
I have no idea.
Stop asking about... Look, I can put this belt on to the end hole.
Alright.
Well, why don't you try it? Do you want to try
it? I'm 32.
You can put it on the end of your hole.
Fucking hell.
You can put it on the end of on the last hole.
On the last hole with great with like 2 inches spare.
What size are your shoulders?
Oh, you really need the 2 inches, right?
Well, because I used to be chubbier. I haven't grown much in the past 5 years.
Right, really?
So, James, you going to try on this belt?
No.
No, then you lose the title of being the skinniest person here.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a joke about there about heavy belts where they sort of hold it up after the boxing, but I know nothing about sports, so I can't make it.
No,
what?
They fight for belts in boxing, which makes no sense because they don't wear a belt when
they're fighting. They can go to Primark and buy one for quite cheap.
I don't think that's the whole point of
yes,
the sport.
Let's annoy boxers. That loving group of...
Who did we annoy so far?
Right, our address, by the way, is...
Yeah, okay.
We annoyed Vlog Brothers.
Who don't we like? We just need to... Vlog Brothers. Yeah, we've
annoyed
Nerf Fighters.
Nerf Fighters.
Yeah,
Beer Lovers.
Beard lovers.
The weedy waiters.
I've already annoyed beard lovers with my pathetic nothingness.
Yeah. Then we annoyed
Claudio has stubble, I have nothing. James has an excellent Heisenberg beard, and Brian is going for a full beard.
Until tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow for a totally different sounding Brian.
Well, that was a joke.
That
was a good joke.
That
actual joke.
Oh,
do you
want to
hear a joke?
Oh,
no.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No, I will shove it.
We already have the police around enough for robberies. Like, gradually giving people clues to where we're
as you can hear, Claudia's jokes are very popular.
Which one do you want me to do?
The one that will work for the broadest audience.
I'm going to go with the one about the slingshot.
We've already talked about space docking. I think the audience is pretty narrow by now.
Or it's narrow but very dedicated and extremely focused.
Let's
really
go with
listening
that.
To our voices to get something done.
you made that expression.
My hand went up and downwards towards my never reasons. That's
okay.
Neither here nor there. Claudio.
You already heard about this, so you're not going to laugh.
I will laugh. I have, again.
Well, let's not laugh for the... You know,
and join me in my...
Okay.
Yes, let's join in silence,
okay.
But moody silence.
Let's try not to laugh.
I'm not sure my microphone's good enough to pick up moody silence.
I hope not. We had a math lecture yesterday, and somebody had a slingshot, and they confiscated that. And they confiscated the slingshot because they say it was a weapon of mass disruption.
Boo!
Now you're trying too hard to be moody now.
I have complete
apathy.
A friend of mine is organising a little show on pants. It's basically a play on words. Do you not get it? He's organising a little show on pants. It's basically a play on words.
Oh,
a play, like a theatre play,
yeah.
On words, and it's a play on words because it's puns.
No.
Aww, this is funny.
No.
My friend is organising a show on pants.
A show on pants?
It's basically a play on words. What is a pun? A pun is a way of a play on words.
Another quick bit of information. None of us have been drinking in the last 24 hours. We're all completely sober here.
You don't get it. You really don't get it. That's funny.
No.
No.
But
I have
to what's the thing that is missing?
James, will you teach me your ways?
I can't understand, literally, what the joke is.
What is a pun? It's a play on words.
Right.
A pantomime.
A pun. P-U-N. A play on words.
A pun.
Say the joke again.
A pun is a play on words, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a pun.
So my friend is organising a show about puns.
Oh, puns! I thought you said pants.
Oh, sorry.
Right, okay, say it again, and then we'll all laugh.
No.
Okay, me and Wesley will laugh.
My friend is organising a show about puns.
Oh, sorry.
Puns. Mm-hmm. It's basically a play on words.
Oh, God. I thought you'd have a fake laugh.
Okay.
The higher pitch, more.
That's my genuine laugh.
Oh, okay. Your Jimmy Carr one.
Again, no,
that
mean
nothing for any Americans.
You don't like it.
Huh?
No, the Americans know Jimmy Carr. He did some really weird show where people scratch cars or something. It's a game show where people have got to do like really excruciating things in order to win a car. That people, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway.
James, opinion on Jimmy Carr?
I'm
not
him.
A bit louder.
I was expecting that.
To be fair, I'm not a great fan.
No, I don't think anyone is. That's probably one of the reasons he's popular. It's quite easy, you know. He's quite easy to do
easy
insult
to hate,
comedy.
I think.
Well, he can do insult comedy as well.
People love to hate him.
Yeah.
James loves to hate everyone.
Yes.
Do you reckon we're portraying you in a bad light? Well, I can't see any.
James
like
is
going to
be the favourite easily for people listening.
Because people can't hear him.
What did the zero say to the eight?
That's going to be like a strange noise.
Nice belt.
I actually didn't.
I know.
I found that funny the first time I heard it.
First time I've heard it.
Oh, these should be jokes for
James.
Us.
James, you say a joke then.
No.
Well, that was
good.
Pretty good
timing.
Okay.
Pretty good timing, right?
Yeah.
God, I'm just complimenting ourselves. That always sounds excellent on podcasts.
Complimenting ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I think
you're complimenting ourselves.
I think you're rather dashing, Wesley.
Are we complimenting ourselves or complimenting?
Do you mean ourselves as in the group?
Yeah, just like,
about the big T?
Oh, no, please,
no. That's not bringing this up here.
Stories about the big T?
No,
you
that's not
big
bringing
this
up here.
This is the thing I haven't... Have I heard this yet? Or no, this is kept
yes,
for the
that's
podcast.
That's the thing we didn't tell you. If you are the big T.
I am the big T. I am the walrus, goo 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 goo. What? No? What?
Don't worry. You were never going to tell you.
You're never going to tell me.
He thought of this.
Brown, I don't want to be left out from something in the flat. I mean, I'm going away.
I think you'll be happier being left out.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like Doctor Who. I really would like to know where we're going for once. No, you wouldn't.
So I don't want to hear this.
No, you don't.
So let's move on. You're really making me want to hear it now.
Yes.
Exactly.
James wants to tell me.
Big T. You like a big T. I like you. I mean, should I like the fact that it's a big T?
Just
no, please. All right, let's move on.
I want to.
It's an endearing quality, at least.
Yes, I agree with that.
We're going to find it hilarious, and Wesley in the audience.
No,
we're all laughing. It's like
all I know is a big T. I'm just thinking of T as the shape of no. What?
Oh, that's great.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, I require an explanation at this stage.
No, you don't.
Is it that bad, James?
No, it's
nothing
good.
Can be this bad.
Okay, no, just basically... No, I'm not going to say this.
Yes!
No!
Then it's out in the open. There won't be pressure and stress.
It's basically explaining to you what a crimp I was, though. So don't worry. We had plenty of weird...
it was a night we had a very weird conversation. And basically, I just told him that I reckon you have an absolutely massive dick. And then Claudia said that that would look like the letter T.
Okay. Claudia,
see, you didn't want to know.
That's fine. That's harmless. Why would you think... I'm loving this conversation.
No, he thinks that because... Why?
I don't know why. I just do.
It just for some reason it came up in conversation.
It looks like you have a good penis.
It came up alone there.
It just looks like you have a good penis.
Oh, yeah. My legs are now open. They are.
That's Claudio talking. I never said that.
Is it still recording?
It is indeed, but I will cut this bit out.
This is for us.
I will cut out the stuff about my penis size.
Do you like our answers to the pub quiz?
Okay, I need to read them.
I don't know, we're reading them now.
Oh,
I'm trying to find the PowerPoint so I can...
James Vagina, really.
What was that? What was the question?
Find the PowerPoint.
Okay,
instead of turning on the lights, just get two.
Shall we just end the podcast by saying, see you next time or something?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only idea.
Alright, so guys...
We're not ending it yet.
Himmler...
Yeah, we're going to the Nazi High Command.
Kermit.
You asked for Muppets or Puppets or something. We asked for
the Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets. Kermit.
You remember all of them.
Tomato, lettuce, bacon, drip.
You may have asked for something to do with salads.
No, I didn't.
Fonzie Bear. Waka Waka. Abba.
That was Def. I'm pretty sure that was...
Emperor Mao.
Wait for the presentation.
Fuck monkeys, Wesley's never there. Porn sites.
Porn sites.
Porn,
you
cheese.
Don't need to read those out. Mars.
The galore. The galore?
You don't know that one.
You don't know.
Oh, tube.
The moment of recognition there, perhaps, from James.
Oh, I deleted.
You spell fat do wrong.
Huh?
You spell fat do wrong.
Again, I wouldn't know, James. I would. Mum, I wouldn't know.
You spelled it wrong. Come, okay, you spell that right.
I always felt comfy, yeah.
It definitely wasn't that.
It was that the one with the moon.
Yes, this is a picture round. Again, we're running into the problems of it.
8x9, Alienware.
The Mummy 3 was a tragedy. No way, as good as the other two films. That was the last question on the quiz. What was that?
Goat-ass trumpet.
Yes.
Goat-ass trumpet.
Goat-ass trumpet. Can I sit some of these? I don't like being perched on you.
Thank you. To be honest, when this stops, this may just crash, to be honest. We've been recording for so long. We're at 48 minutes. That's pretty much long enough for a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see all the voices.
You're cutting out.
Huh?
No, you're going to cut a lot of that out, though.
I'll just bleep. I'll keep in all the stuff about the size of my penis. I'll just bleep out... I mean, I have to do it again. James, I have to listen to this so many times as it is.
All right, so shall we just...
So my penis is actually 7 inches, so you know.
That one I can keep in, because that's clearly not me, because you're a couple of octaves lower. Actually, that's how we should. We should harmonise within the podcast.
Okay.
That's going to be like the theme of our podcast.
That should be. That should be the intro. No.
Shall we do that? Yeah. Let's do that. 1, 2, 3. Wesley?
Oh, no. It was spur of the moment last time. Okay. All right. We'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. Take the joy out of it. Kill you. Nah. I can't hold that.
Alright, thank you for enjoying.
Do it some prosing. That's an ambulance.
What was the neighbor's thing?
They can listen in. We'll give them a CD. All right, how much longer? 2 more minutes. That's all I'm asking from you.
Come on, you have to cut. Please cut things down. Nobody's going to listen to 1 hour long ranting about anything.
Most of my podcasts are at least an hour.
Oh, I just want to get to the 1 hour crying. Want to get to the 1 hour anyway.
We don't even have to talk, we just sit here. We don't need to do anyway. Might be quite
that's
nice.
What I'm doing.
We can feel comfortable.
We can do African tribal music quite well.
Yeah, that'll do. I wonder if this will be cut.
It sounds like a camel giving birth more than anything.
At the wrong end by the sound of it.
Oh,
Stop it.
Mental image, Cody. Does
the event have a photo on yours?
Oh.
Well, again, what event? We're not mentioning
this. An event.
Yes, an event we're holding. Not for you, listeners. It's as if this will be up before, whenever the event is.
Not for you, young listeners.
Young.
Our target demographic has got to be like 15. You can't go any...
Any higher than that. Nobody's higher than 15.
Oh, I can't come.
Oh,
oh, fuck. I mean... Oh, damn it. Oh, it's going to take forever to beep everything. I don't even know how to do it.
Are you happy he's not coming?
No, I'm annoyed he's not coming.
Say that she might be coming.
Yeah, stop saying my name.
No,
you're making my life so.
I'm
going.
No, you can just beep everything down.
Oh, we're there right now. Shut up. Everyone, say goodbye for the last time.
Goodbye for the last time.
Fuck you.
Goodbye.
Thank you for being with us.
Please don't crash.